And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The seven angels became prepared to bring the disasters to humanity because they did not believe in the prophets or follow the Dharma. In truth, each trumpet is the teaching of the prophet of each sign which comes to humanity, but they will not listen to the truth. So the tribulation or disaster follows. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Revelation 8:7. By this, many disasters followed. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with a fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. After the second seal, the second angel brought some other disasters. Sea is also a symbol of the consciousness of the people when it is restless. So in the phrase, and the third part of the sea became blood, blood means that their consciousness became so crude that they could not understand the truth. It became bloody. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Revelation 8:9. Disaster after disaster occurred. Even those who were saved from the restless water, sea, and had life will also be dead in understanding. Died. They were above these restless waters in ships, but they died. And their secure places, ships, will be destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of rivers, waters. Revelation 8:10. After the third seal was opened, the third angel sounded the third trumpet, and again, because of the actions of the people, the disasters came to them. Fountains of waters refers to the universal mind from which all true knowledge comes. Only those who are in pure consciousness can fully attune themselves with it. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Water symbolizes the consciousness. So the bitterness of the water and or the part that was dead is referring to the crudification of the human mind. By sounding any trumpet or revelation of each seal, because of human confusion in seeing the relationships between them as is explained in the greatest sign, the minds of the people become cruder, and many of them will fight with each other. They will engage in wars and kill one another. All these things will occur because their minds, consciousness, are bitter, crude. They have not reached that state of development to expand their minds and see that all is part of a greater plan. So their minds are narrow, and that is the cause of all conflicts and sufferings. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Revelation 8:12. As we mentioned, the sun symbolizes the father of the family, or the great people in the society, and the moon is the mother, or the women in society. The stars symbolize the children, or the great people who occupy the positions in society. So with this angel, one-third of the great people, one-third of the women, and one-third of the children are great personalities, will be darkened. It was after the fourth angel and the greatest sign that the dark medieval period appeared, and many wars were staged in the name of religion. So one-third of history, day and night, became darkened. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. Revelation 8:13. Woe to humanity, because three more angels will sound, and it is after each of these last three angels that human progress and also tribulation will be increased. Here we can see that the first four angels came together and the last three angels came later in a separate chapter. Therefore, as was mentioned, there is a relationship between these first four angels and between the last three angels. With the fourth angel, which is the fourth seal in the greatest sign, the truth of religion or the truth behind spiritual understanding is finished. And the rest of the angels came to expand the minds of humanity. They came to show how to become universalist, how God will help Paraviparas to establish the kingdom of heaven, and how all the truth will be revealed with the seventh angel. Tablet 19, Chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Revelations 9:1. The real attraction of Maya, or the external world, started after the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, or after the fifth seal was opened. The fifth seal is the fifth sign in the greatest sign. It was revealed in the 1800s, and after that century, humans became so materialistic, and more they became attracted to the external world rather than to spirituality. Spirituality really became very unimportant in the life of the human. It was the time when intellectual understanding increased, and many things were discovered in the world. Humans progressed in materialism so fast that they almost neglected God and His authority completely. Material progress is not bad, but forgetting the Lord as the creator of this material world is bad. So as we can see again, this angel came after the fifth seal was revealed. He came to open the bottomless pit, which is the release of the devil or the attraction of Maya, the excess attraction to the external world, and delusion of separation from God. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Revelations 9:2. Again, here we can see that the sun, spiritual knowledge, was darkened. This means that the great people, the great understanding of higher consciousness and realization, were darkened by the smoke of the bottomless pit. It had already been revealed that this was going to happen, and it should have happened, because religion had become so corrupt that the reality behind it was hidden and no one could understand it. Humans became so crude that they taught people, do not worry about this world, everything is in the next world. Don't progress, do not struggle, but just believe in these dogmas and follow what we tell you, then you will be saved. Or in other words, the period of intellectual spiritualists had flourished. That understanding of religion should have been darkened, so that the people would become more attracted to the material world and progress more in material growth, which was necessary for the progress of humanity. With the development of materialism, humans will become more comfortable physically. With being more comfortable and having more time, they can utilize their energies more for progressing mentally and reaching higher consciousness instead of spending it for obtaining their basic physiological needs. However, until this is understood by humanity, the material world will attract people in such a way that their spiritual parts will almost be forgotten. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Revelations 9:3. These dark-minded people started to create things that sting like scorpions. The materialistic progress has become like a sting to the people. Instead of making them happier, it has made them more unhappy, egotistical, and self-centered, and has caused everyone to be concerned only about their own interest. Religious understanding has been darkened, so this materialistic progress brought stinging power to everything, because humans do not use this progress for reaching higher consciousness, but instead for selfish desires. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. This verse means, hurt only those that are lost in the attraction of Maya, which has been sent to test and find out who will become detached from it and who will get lost in it. So those who do not understand that this universe is neither illusion nor reality, but is a process to reach pure consciousness, will be hurt by these tribulations. Again, we can see that these will sting only the people who do not understand the spiritual truth behind this universe, but instead pursue the intellectual understanding of it. They will not have the seal of God in their foreheads. These people just look at the appearance of the universe and take it as truth. When they take these things as truth, they will be lost in their egotistical pursuance and in the power of Maya and the Tamaguna. They will be stung in any walk of life and become lost because they will not feel that oneness with the self and the spiritual world. Separation of the individual from the feeling of I am a part of this universe will result in lost and egotistical feelings, and that is hell. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. These humans will be stung all the time in their lives. These things will not kill them in 1 day or two, but sting them little by little, until their souls are completely killed, become flesh. They will lose their souls by gaining the world and become completely lost in this dark age, which had to come after the fifth seal was opened. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. The rate of suicide has increased more and more since the 18th century, and especially during this 20th century. If you ask most of the youth or the people whether they have ever considered suicide, 99% of them will answer that they have at least thought about it. They may have decided to do it, but did not go through with it. So they seek death, but death will flee from them. They are so unhappy about everything, as they do not know what is going on and what life is all about, what spirituality is, and what the purpose of life is. So they become so lost that they wish for death, but death will flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. Revelation 9:7. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. Revelation 9:8. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. Revelation 9:9. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Revelation 9:10. These verses are describing symbolically what false prophets and teachers are. It is saying that they look strong and beautiful like humans, and they have long hair like women. They look like they have a crown of gold on their heads, and many of them appear to have very strong personalities. They have breastplates of iron, which symbolize their strength. They sounded like the chariots of many horses, which means they sounded very great and willing to battle, as if they really know and understand what they are doing in life. And so they look very good, but in their tails, like the scorpion, there are stingers, and they would sting with them. With all these things, they were so egoistic that they had only their own interest in their eyes, and they were not concerned for anyone else's welfare. They were here only to hurt humanity more and more. False prophets are those who teach anything else but the goal of the life is to become divine and help others to become divine also. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Revelation 9:11. Even the king of the bottomless pit, which is the way to destruction, is an angel, Tamaguna Lucifer. This means that even great destructions which have been imposed on humanity have occurred with the permission of the Father in order to awaken humans to the realization that following egotistical ways will bring destruction to humanity. The only way to peace, harmony, and happiness is to give up the false ego. That is, by following the desires of the false ego, which is self-gratification or community gratification, false superiority beliefs, humans will create individual or collective samskaras, sins. This brings disasters to individuals and communities or to humanity in general. That is why most of the people do not understand why suddenly a person comes, gains some power, and imposes so much suffering on humanity. That suffering should have happened to humans, and the power of that person has come from heaven. Without permission of God, no man has power to do anything. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. John 3:27. One war was passed, And behold, there come two woes more hereafter. Revelation 9:12. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God. Revelation 9:13. Saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Revelation 9:14. We can see that the sixth angel refers to the sixth seal. As we remember in verse 1 of chapter 7, after the sixth seal was opened, the four angels were bound, and we can see that these angels again relate to the sixth seal. Now God demands that the four angels which have four winds should be released, because those that had to be sealed by the seal of God have already been sealed. They are not going to be hurt by the tribulation, four winds, that is going to come to the earth. The four winds are attraction, desire, attachment, and greed. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. Revelation 9:15. Again, they have to come to destroy the consciousness and understandings of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. Revelation 9:16. There were many that were fighting against each other, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. Revelation 9:17. This describes the equipment the humans created to kill each other. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. Revelation 9:18. This equipment was used to kill each other, causing one-third of the humans to die. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. Again, this is the description of how they work. Some of them hurt from the back, and some of them hurt from their mouths. Some hurt by their tails, like airplanes with machine guns in the back. And some of them hurt with their mouths, like tanks, etc. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented, not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. Revelation 9:20. With all these plagues and all these things that happen to humanity, still they do not repent. They do not understand that all these things are happening to them because of their actions and the reactions of those actions that were created in the world. They should understand that they are one and should get together and become united. They should create one world government, one country, one language, and if possible, one race, and live together happily. But because they do not understand, they do not repent, and they stay in the illusion of worshiping the false beliefs and psychological attachments which have been imposed on them. Their brains are washed by false teachings and prophets. Those who preach the goal of life is to gain more material possessions and is not to become divine. These false prophets and teachers make them unable to see the realities behind this universe. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. They do not repent. They do not understand why these tribulations are happening. They do not give up what they are doing in this world. They do not follow the Dharma's, God's laws. And I release the mic.